You're listening to SBS News.
Senior British opposition figures have been meeting to discuss ways of preventing Prime Minister Boris Johnson from taking the UK out of the European Union without an exit agreement. The leader of the UK's main opposition Labour Party, Jeremy Corbyn, says that their first plan of attack is to adopt a legislative approach, but then take it further.
We're putting first the legislative proposal next week, and that's what the agreement was reached this morning to do, and that's what we're doing. The motion of no confidence will be put by me at an appropriate time, but obviously not the first item next Tuesday, because I believe it's important that we get on with a legislative process which prevents the Prime Minister acting in defiance of the will of Parliament, which was demonstrated by an enormous majority of saying that we do not believe this country should crash out without a deal. The Prime Minister needs to respect Parliament and understand the role of Parliament is to question and challenge the executive. That's what it exists for.
Around 160 MPs have signed a declaration to stop no deal using whatever mechanism possible, a declaration dubbed the Church House Declaration. Among them, the Scottish National Party's Westminster leader, Ian Blackford. He told the BBC he was pleased by the level of support.
You know, I want to congratulate colleagues because there is a real spirit that we have to work together. We have to stop no-deal Brexit.
If Boris Johnson decides to pursue a no-deal Brexit, there's pretty much nothing MPs can do to stop it.
There is, because in the UK it is a parliamentary democracy, it's parliamentary sovereignty. Parliamentarians have the power to stop this.
And the recently appointed Liberal Democrat leader Jo Swinson says despite party differences, there was a general sense of agreement because time is running out.
There was a real consensus around the room of people recognising that the best way forward is a legislative route. And I think that made for a very positive start to the meeting and very constructive discussions. Time is very short and we need to get cracking with it, absolutely.
However, despite the optimism, there is no clear route for Parliament to delay or block a no-deal Brexit through legislation. And even though the government has a narrow majority of just one, it doesn't need the approval of MPs to get Britain out of the EU without a deal. Andrea Leadsom, the government's Secretary of State for Business, says the actions of the opposition are undemocratic.
I will be fighting tooth and nail to not allow a group of opposition undemocratic members of Parliament to try and prevent the government from fulfilling the democratic wishes of the people.
Those opposed to Brexit point out that the Brexit referendum result was only a narrow win for those in favour of leaving the EU, and that the latest polls show that position has reversed in recent months. They claim that while people voted for Brexit, they did not vote for a no-deal Brexit, which appears to be rapidly becoming the most likely option. And looming large in the Conservative Party's calculations is the Brexit Party of Nigel Farage, which they fear could cost them the next election if Brexit doesn't go ahead. Mr. Farage says there must be no compromise, and Britain must leave on October the 31st without a deal.
If, Mr. Johnson, you insist on the withdrawal agreement, we will fight you in every single seat up and down the length and breadth of the United Kingdom.
With such deep divisions, it's hard to see an outcome that will end happily. Some MPs have turned to the Church of England for guidance and invited the leader of Britain's Anglican Christians, the Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, to chair public assemblies on what should happen next.
It can't be any kind of Trojan horse to delay or cancel Brexit. It must be cross-party. So this is about healing division, so we continue to disagree, but we disagree without this bitterness and without these constant attempts to shut down anybody who doesn't say what we like.
But short of divine intervention, it's hard to see where any reconciliation may come from. Alan Lee, SBS News.